Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
As we return to Galatians chapter 2, you see in verse 11, verse 12, "Before that certain men came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And other Jews also dissembled or acted in a hypocritical manner." You see, Peter is a person of real influence here. Now, some people might say, well, I think he did this wrong. He should have gone through Matthew 18, you know, gone to him privately. Look, folks, there's some things that you don't deal with that way. There are some things that have such serious, serious impact that sometimes you have to deal with them publicly the very first time. What I'm highlighting here is what we might call the danger of deference. It is true that deference can be dangerous if, in fact, what has happened is that even leaders have just begun to factor in their own fears. Their own fears, their own weakness, their own attitude of it can't be done. Instead of plugging in a healthy dose of God is able, you and I can very quickly begin to think, oh, it can't be done. And of course, it never can be done if you approach it that way. Now, let me remind you why this is so dangerous. The book of Galatians was written in order to bring one very important point home. That is that salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone, through grace alone. By faith alone, in Christ alone, not Christ plus something. By faith alone, in Christ alone, through grace alone. The reason that Paul was being so emphatic about this particular confrontation of Peter's lifestyle was he knew perfectly well it was doing damage to the gospel. Let me ask the question this way. Have you ever wondered why your pastor, Calvary Baptist Church, does not join in with the local ministerial association, a ministerial association that includes people who not only preach salvation by grace, they also preach salvation by baptism, and in a couple of cases, preach salvation by following the light that is in you. In the local ministerial congregation, when they gather together for very good causes, causes that you and I need to say, these are good causes, overturning or helping people out of poverty, helping avoid abortions, helping reduce alcoholism, there are those of you who've asked me from time to time, why don't you get in the harness with these other ministers and these other congregations who are trying to overturn these ills of society? Why don't you get in the harness with them in order that we can be identified that way? I want to ask you the question. Do you want your congregation identified with other congregations that do not believe in salvation by faith alone, in Christ alone, through grace alone? You see, what happens is we very quickly begin to twist our message. It would be very easy for somebody to say to me, well, I think you people are merely isolationist. I think that you have no real interest in helping people out of poverty. Very untrue, and you can look at our recent efforts. You can see what we've tried to do. I think you have no interest in helping people get out of substance abuse. Again, very untrue, and you could see that in many of our recent efforts. But you see, what they're trying to do a lot of times is they are trying to induce a fear in us so that we will begin to act in a politically correct manner. I say to you that what you and I have to do is we have to go back to the Word of God, and we need to find out what does the Bible actually say. That's exactly what Paul did in this situation. That's why he confronted Peter. So, number three, you need a confrontation of your lifestyle to escape the hypocrisy of being politically correct. Say, where is it that you are now afraid to witness? There's some of you in this room. You are getting ready to go to school tomorrow, or you're getting ready to go to work tomorrow. And you would even be fearful to bow your head at the table and pray because of what other people might say about you. I want to ask you, if you are that way, don't you need to have your lifestyle confronted? Don't you need for somebody to say, hey, wait a minute here. What does that say about the gospel message? The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What is it with all this embedded fear that keeps us from saying a good word for the Lord Jesus Christ or sharing what the Lord is doing in our lives or sharing the good news that will deliver them from their ultimate eternal disaster? I want to remind you here that even though Peter was a powerful preacher, a powerful man of God, endued with the Spirit of God, he still needed exactly this kind of confrontation of places where he had begun to accept his fear. May I point out, this is really where a lot of the conformity comes in. Romans 12. Be not conformed to this world. Okay, now where is that going to happen? Where's the pressure from the conformity? It's going to happen through your fears. The world is going to try to make you fearful to get you to shut up about your faith. We don't need to hear that kind of stuff around here. We need to be politically correct around here. My apologies to anybody I offended by using the two words shut and up. Apparently I did in a couple of places here. Forgive me for that. If what has happened here is we have begun to accept the fact that we have to be politically correct, what we've actually done is great damage to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, can I just ask you to stop and really carefully consider this? Why haven't you shared the good news of Jesus Christ with somebody else? Is it because you have become fearful? And as a result, you just don't say anything, and you've begun to accept political correctness. There's something to be said in this passage, even for our relationship with other ethnic groups. Now, let's really talk about this for a minute, shall we? We saw in our church consultant study, I think, Findlay, Ohio, and 20 miles in each direction, is, I think it was 92.5% white. I need to ask you as a congregation, are you willing to minister to people who do not look like yourself? And if you are not willing to fellowship with other ethnic groups, isn't it true that you and I need a confrontation of our lifestyle? You see, that is exactly what Peter was doing. Because he was afraid of offending one ethnic group, namely the Jews, he kind of went with them and subtly avoided another ethnic group, namely the Gentiles. Folks, what does that do to the gospel of Jesus Christ? What does that do to our message that we are here proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ for all? This morning, praise the Lord, in our own building here on the north side of our building, there are probably 17 to 18 Asian people who are Laotian. They speak the language of Bali, and we praise the Lord for that. We are looking for ways that we can reach out. I see a number of Hispanics in our area. Have you noticed the Walmart? Now the advertisements in Spanish as well as English. That ought to tell us something. The question I'm asking is, are we willing to break down the barriers, the ethnic barriers? If you and I are so caught up in our fears or our way of doing things that we fail to proclaim that salvation is for all, even by our lifestyle, not just our message, our lifestyle, by faith alone, in Christ alone, through grace alone, we're not willing to do that. I say to all of us, it's time for our confrontation. You see there then that you need a confrontation of your lifestyle to avoid communicating a message that contradicts the gospel. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8, just one chapter earlier, as you go back over to Galatians, think about this in Galatians. Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. I have no desire to be too graphic, but I have to tell you, in today's language, what he was saying in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 8 were these words: if any man preach any other gospel, let him be damned. That's really what he's saying in that passage. Let him be damned. You say, what is going on here that he would talk this way? Folks, this is how very, very, very important it is for you and me to proclaim the right message, not only with our lips, but with our lifestyle, in the way that we interact with others, constantly looking for where we have factored in our fears that keep us from sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others and talking to others about the Lord, or giving them the subtle message that they are really not wanted here. You and I need to be very, very careful about this, because Jesus Christ died for all. He died for all of us in order that we might live through him. Look what it says down in verse 20, Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know what that verse is teaching? When you trust Christ, you identify with his crucifixion. He says, I am crucified with Christ. You also identify with his resurrection. He said, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. When you identify with Christ, you identify with his presence dwelling in you, and that you are now doing your work for him. I want to ask you today, do you not see that you and I need a confrontation of our lifestyle in order to continually focus your life on the Lord who lives within you? I believe that that is the desire of most of the people in this room. They desire to continually focus their lifestyle on the Lord who gave them life. What this passage is reminding us is you need a confrontation. You need a confrontation of your lifestyle in order to continually focus your life on the Lord who lives within you. Today, what we've heard is a mid-course correction. It is very plain that Peter was mightily used by the Lord. Can you not, at least in your sanctified imagination, imagine Peter saying to Paul, stop, don't you remember me? I'm the man who preached at Pentecost. I'm the man who got up and preached and 3,000 people trusted Christ. Hey, buddy, when you do that, you come back and talk to me. It'd be very easy for Peter to talk that way, but he didn't. You know why he didn't? It's because he was really, really interested in becoming more like the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to ask you, as we come draw to the end of a summer of talking about this biography of Peter, I'd like to ask you the question. You really want this? I received two notes this week of people who had shared the gospel with others. I have heard folks in our Sunday school classes talking about, wow, learning to share Jesus without fear. That's very, very important for us all to be able to do that. Okay? I'd like to ask you today, can you not see that if we now begin to factor in all of our political correctness, all of our fears, it'll put us right back in the same place we were before? You know what we need? We need a confrontation. Let's be willing to confront each other and ask each other if we really are sharing the gospel with our lips and with our lifestyle.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.